How do you see the information that we've gleaned from this study helping advocates to do a better job?
I think it's a reminder of the importance of understanding and listening carefully to, and then understanding the particular circumstances of the survivor that's in front of you, not making assumptions, but really being present to respond, to respond directly or through partnerships with other community partners to, again, this very broad range of needs that survivors identified to the extent that we can. I think the advocates working directly with survivors need to, we need to help figure out ways that they can continue to document the needs that are raised by survivors that programs do not have the capacity to respond to, and so that we can identify emerging areas of need and bring those to funders and to policymakers in our interest of remaining survivor-defined in our advocacy, but also comprehensive in our response.